come in bundles that behave as particles, and thus to justify Einstein's introduction in 1905 of the particles of light known as photons. The other main ingredient of quantum electrodynamics was supplied by Paul Dirac in 1928. In its original form, Dirac's theory showed how to make the quantum mechanical description of electrons in terms of wave functions consistent with the special theory of relativity. One of the most important consequences of Dirac's theory was that, for every species of charged particle, such as the electron, there must be another species with the same mass but opposite electric charge, known as its antiparticle. The antiparticle of the electron was discovered in 1932 and is today known as the positron. Quantum electrodynamics was used in the late 1920s and early 1930s to calculate a wide variety of physical processes, such as the scattering of a photon colliding with an electron, the scattering of one electron by another, and the annihilation or production of an electron and a positron, with results that were generally in excellent agreement with experiment. Nevertheless, by the mid-1930s, it had become standard wisdom that quantum electrodynamics was not to be taken seriously, except as an approximation, valid only for reactions involving photons, electrons, and positrons of sufficiently low energy. The problem was not the sort that usually appears in popular histories of science, a conflict between theoretical expectations and experimental data, but rather a persistent internal contradiction within physical theory itself. It was the problem of infinities. This problem was noticed in various forms by Heisenberg and Pauli, and by the Swedish physicist Ivar Vala. But it appeared most clearly and disturbingly in the 1930 article by the young American theorist Julius Robert Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was trying to use quantum electrodynamics to calculate a subtle effect on the energies of atoms. An electron in an atom may emit a particle of light, a photon, continue in its orbit for a while, and then reabsorb the photon, like a football quarterback catching his own forward pass. The photon never gets outside the atom and makes its presence known only indirectly through its effects on properties of the atom, like its energy and its magnetic field. Such photons are called virtual. According to the rules of quantum electrodynamics, this process produces a shift in the energy of the atomic state that may be calculated by adding up an infinite number of contributions, one contribution for each possible value of the energy that can be given to the virtual photon, with no limit placed on the photon's energy. Oppenheimer found in his calculation